Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Witterode II with the Ralph Witterode Show. And, boy, there's a lot going on in the world today with the corruption. It's just, these Democrats, I'm telling you, these people are totally unhinged. You can't make this stuff up. It's so far out there. We have a bona fide communist running and a bona fide Marxist. Let's call them what they are. And they're both liars. He who will lie in a little will lie in a lot. I just cannot believe that Biden's out there. He can't even figure out who his wife is on the stage. Can't complete sentences. So I don't know what their game plan is there. I really don't know. As I want to get a vice president in there and have him go away under the 25th Amendment, and then the vice president becomes the president. I don't know. These people are so, I don't know. And this coronavirus is being, from my perspective, to what I can find out about it, is just being totally blown out of proportion. The flu is killing so many more people. Now, I don't know the exact percentages because that's difficult to come by right now. But it does affect people of my age and not younger people. And it affects those that have health problems. So if you've got health problems and you're getting up in years, I would be very careful what I was doing. But I don't know. It's now I see where they want to stop Trump having his rallies. Well, I personally don't see a problem with having the rallies. I just don't. Because, of course, what they're after is every time they have these rallies, they sign up so many more people that the Democrats come out and hear Trump and then they swap over or they're signing up new people to vote. And of course, the Democrats don't want that. I don't know what people would want of a president that Trump hasn't done in 3 years. He got over 220 or something judges appointed. He's reshaping the our judicial system, hopefully back to the constitutional side, that's what it looks like is happening. That's an important issue. And Obama left him 140 because he thought Hillary was going to get in, I guess. I don't know. They made a great misjudgment there amongst many. You just can't make up this stuff. And the stuff that I have discovered today, and I can unequivocally say that our republic is nothing that resembles what was actually, it looks like in a lot of respects, but our republic is not what was established and ordained. And I could prove it. Now that's a scary damn thought, because anybody that says that probably should be head off to the funny farm. I'm going to talk about several things today. We've got a case up in Minnesota. I may go in a little bit more farther detail, but it's been started off in the United States District Court. It should be the District Court of the United States, because Article 3, Section 2, the constitutional courts are limited, and they were established and ordained, just like it says in the beginning of the Constitution of the United States, established and ordained. You can't get rid of the damn things. They're supposed to be there. Well, they're gone right now, because we got one Article 3 court left, Supreme Court of the United States. That's it. There are no constitutional courts in any of the several states. They don't even have elections for them under the National Voter Registration Act. Easy to prove. All you got to do is go look it up. They only have elections for federal offices. And every state is using the National Voter Registration Act. Easy to prove in Westlaw. I'll just go in and check it out. Just type in the words. Yep, that's what we're using. Will people believe it? No. Should they without reading it and understanding it? No. Mark Twain had something of the problem, paraphrases something, the problem that gets us in trouble is what we think we know that's not so. People do not understand our system. We're not taught constitutional law. I know I wasn't, because what we are taught is not what's happening. That's not what's going on right now. I can guarantee you that. That is not what's going on. Absolutely. So the question becomes, what do we do about it? Well, you know what the first thing you want to do? How about getting some knowledge and the wisdom to use it? You can't fight something that you do not understand. You're going to lose. Can you play in a football game? Can you go into the Super Bowl and not know what the hell's going on? Of course not. It's just that crazy. But people won't believe it. I'm going to go over one case. There's quite a few of them that are up in the Supreme Court. And this one here is in the Supreme Court right now. It's a really, really important Supreme Court case. It's SEILA, Sheila Law, LLC, is going up against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Why would anybody have a problem with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? Do you know who put that puppy in? Our great Pocahontas with Obama. Yeah, Pocahontas did it. When she's a senator. Ain't that special? Yeah, this is the stuff that Pocahontas did under Obama, and they snuck it in. Sounds really good, see? We ought to protect the thing. Now, what's some of the things that they did? See, the people were not taught. They're called independent establishments. What are those? What is an independent establishment? Most people haven't even heard the word, let alone they have no freaking idea what it is. And how would we? It's not taught. It's not taught. What are some of the independent establishments? The Federal Reserve System is one. The Post Office is one. SEC, all of these things, these agencies are, almost without exception, are called independent establishments. What's the purpose? You know, Elysium, utopia, heaven. We're gonna make things so much better with these independent establishments. We are going to set them outside of the government, appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate, and they will have no political interference. They're going to be good people outside the government. I kid you not. Who was the great president that wanted these? Does anybody have a guess? Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a champion of these. He loved them independent establishments. Except they got so far out when making regulations, because you see, they promulgate regulations, then they have to put them into the Federal Register. They passed the Federal Register Act in 1935, and they even made the President of the United States a federal agency. Can you believe this? I'm not making it up. That's what it says. So he, the President, issues executive orders, which are put in the Federal Register. These agencies promulgate regulations called proposed regulations. They publish them in the Federal Register. And since 1946, when they had the Administrative Procedures Act, because these people were just running wild, you think? You turn over to these people with no oversight. What do you think's going to happen? They're going to run wild with regulations. Just like Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand. That's what they do. They regulate you out of business. That's what Trump, one of the things that's what Trump has done is he's killed a ton of them. Does the average person know how that works? No. I've talked to a lot of attorneys. They don't even know how it works. And they're attorneys. How in the hell do they get through law school if they don't understand the administrative state? Since 1946, these agencies promulgate regulations only for citizens of the United States. Because, you see, Congress has no authority to get to you and me being a citizen of one of the several states, if we have a domicile or not. They can't touch us. Never have. But if we, this is why the somebody sent me this thing in a trust document, and it's what I needed. It made it so clear, because all of this just started to coming together, because everybody says, oh, you're a 14th Amendment citizen, and you're a corporation, and you're a fiction and law, and you're this, and you're that. No. You're not. This is why they put it under the definition of person. A person is a status or condition. A status or condition that you assume. This is why in the Slaughterhouse case, they say you take on the character of a citizen of the United States, like you would in a play, except you take on a legal character of a citizen of the United States. But in this book, this is Wise's Concise Trustee Handbook, it says a statutory entity is inherently accountable to the courts of civil legislative jurisdiction. This is why right there, because a citizen of the United States has no standing in an Article III court. Doesn't it exist there? If somebody starts to expose it. So they made up a legislative court under Article I, Section 8, Clause 9. They're called legislative court. It's a tribunal. And I have two cases that says that they had to put it in 28 U.S.C. section U.S.C. 132. They had to statutorily create this thing for these citizens of the United States, because we're all deemed to be something there. And in that, they had to change. They had to expose if you know what you're looking for. Under the Constitution, you have judicial power of the United States, which enforces laws of the United States and enforces the Constitution of the United States. That's why it's judicial power of the United States, because what is the United States? The, quote, government of the United States was, quote, end quote, established in the Constitution. It says so. So you got to exercise the judicial power of what? The government that was created, the United States. And that's done in Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. So do we see United States as a real party of interest? Not since 1913. Anybody that's been prosecuted with IRS criminal, go look them up. Look at anything that's going on in the federal courts. You will never, in the United States District Court, see the real party of interest being United States, not since 1913. It worked good from 1789 to 1913. What the hell happened in 1913? Oh, I know what happened. The 17th Amendment. Oh, yeah, we had the 17th Amendment. Well, how could that change something? Because you see, the problem with the Constitution of the United States that was established and ordained is those people understood words and meanings, and they were so concise. The House of Representatives, Article 1, Section 2, shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. Is that happening today? Nope. There's no people of the several states putting in representatives. Can you prove it? Of course. Easily, you can prove it. Let me go look here and see. You may have a caller here. I haven't put my chat thing up here. Richard in New Hampshire, got a question or comment?
Hello, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, as I say, I'm still out of jail upright, and by golly, I made it through another year, so I got 1 year less to live, but I made it through another one, so I guess that's a plus.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a couple of points I want to bring up that you brought up in the beginning, all right? First of all, there's a lot of people out there that are talking about a brokered convention, right? Because there's no way Biden's going to get in there. Biden can't even remember how old he is anymore. But the thing that we have to understand here, some people were saying they might end up getting Mushel in there.
God help us. Big Mike! I know, oh, no! I saw a video of her coming out of a... place again. I saw, there's another video of her got something swinging around down there that I'd never seen a woman have. And they had her coming out and she grabbed a hold of that thing.
I'll hang on through the break.
Yep.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back here, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here, Ralph. Yeah, the other point I want to bring up is that you were talking about the coronavirus. I want you to check this out after the program is over. There's a doctor. His name is Dr. Francis Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E, right? He has a PhD. Matter of fact, he has three of them. He has three PhDs out of Harvard. So the guy's pretty knowledgeable. Not only that, but he's a bioscientist, and he's also an attorney, Ralph, right?
Uh-huh.
And when he came out Tuesday, right, he came out, and he has all the documentation. He has all the proof. He has the smoking gun where this all started from, okay? And when he came out, and he stated that under Obama administration, the NIH... What they did is they went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and they are a BSL, in other words, Bioscientific Lab 3, right? And what they did is they're the ones that created this coronavirus. And what they did is they sold it to the Chinese Wuhan BSL 4. And, of course, over there, what they do is, when they have the animals and then, they inject the animals with all kinds of different diseases and viruses,
right,
and stuff,
mm-hmm,
like that. Well, instead of killing the animals, right, putting them to sleep and, burning them up, what they do is they take them out on the market and they sell them to people, mm-hmm, so people can, eat them. Because that's what they do over there. They eat animals.
But I've
so
heard
anyways,
that.
Yeah. So anyways, this is where it all came out of. It came out of the University of North Carolina, which is a BSL 3, right? And this was all done under the Obama administration. And I'm telling you right now, the president has all this information. I want you to know that, and I want your listeners to know that, Trump has all this information where it came from, who started it, and how it would probably get out of hand. So you can check this out. I mean, he's got a website, but Tuesday he came out with all this information, this past Tuesday. So, anybody wants to know what the hell is really going on here, because when you hear all these doctors out there, they're saying, oh, this is this and this is that, and, it came from bats and stuff like that. I mean, this is all BS. And the other thing that we have to straighten out here, too, is the CDC, Center for Center for Disease Control. It's they try and call it a quasi government agency. It's not. It's a private for profit company. People don't understand that. You have to understand where they're coming from. And matter of fact, if you go on their website, all right, if you look, they have a patent for Ebola.
You're kidding,
Ralph? No, I'm not. And not only that, but if you go to the Rockefeller Institute, right, you look, they have a patent for, what the hell you call it, that other one there with the brain shrinks, you know, and the babies and stuff like that. Zika virus. They have a patent on that. So I would imagine all these viruses and stuff that's out there, most of all these companies and stuff like that or institutions, they all have patents on this stuff. So it behooves them to do what? Bring it out every 3-4 years, right?
Right.
Yeah, they make money on the vaccines, right? And where's all this stuff start? It starts in Africa. Ebola always starts in Africa. All these SARS, you know, and all this other stuff, it all starts in China.
I saw where Bill Gates and the World Health Organization has got interest in a company that's had a hold of this stuff and was already working on a vaccine to make money on it. That was documented.
Of course. That it's all about money. It's all about money, Ralph. And, you know, I mean, and they're saying, well, it's going to take another year to get a vaccine there for the virus. And I'm just saying to myself, whoa. I bet you they already have the vaccine already made.
I wouldn't be surprised because we can't believe what's going on, because the bottom line is the devil is down here and he is having one hell of a good time in this playground.
Oh, yes, he is. But I think what they want to do is, like I said, you mentioned, they want to stop the Trump rallies.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? They just have to come out with that. Oh, we can't have any Trump rallies because guess what? He's taking Democratic voters, and these people are wising up. They're actually hearing some truth. They're actually doing something for the Negroes and all the people instead of just one race. Oh, we don't want people finding out about that.
Well, it's like Biden there. He had a rally. Biden had a rally. 68 people showed up.
Well, I'll tell you one of the scary things. Chicago had one.
Yeah.
With the old Bernie, communist Bernie, comrade. They said 15,000 people showed up in Chicago. What's that tell you?
Yeah, right.
We got a bunch of ignorant people in Chicago, and they got a mayor up there. She's crazier than a pet coon, and I'm not using it in a derogatory way. She's just freaking crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
She's got a sanctuary city, and we are not going to put these criminals and hand them over when they do things like child rape and all that. We're not going to give them to ICE. You got to be crazy.
Of course. I got to tell you one thing, okay? Like I said, my brother, and well, when I was an ex-teamster, my brother's an ex-teamster, okay? And, you know, we were, you know, kind of, when I was young, I was, you know, Democrat, didn't know any better, right? And then once I started learning what was going on, I became an independent. But my brother always stayed a Democrat, right? And I think it was about 6 months ago he calls me up, right, because he calls me every week. And he says to me, he says, guess what I did? I don't know. What'd you do? He says, I signed up as a Republican. So this is what's going on out there, Ralph. All the Democrats who are conservative or moderates, they're either going independent or they're turning to Republican, or they're going to stay, you know, Democrat. But what they're going to do is they're going to vote for Trump. And this happened here in Texas. I don't know if you saw the final count on the votes.
I did.
What happened is you had Bernie, Warren, and then you had Biden. All three of them didn't even add up what Trump got, you know, for a total count. And Trump, nobody was running against Trump, so nobody really had to show up to vote for Trump.
Trump has invigorating.
He beat all three of them.
He's invigorating the patriotism of American people.
He is.
And the thing is, he's not saying, I'm here for the blacks, the Asians, the women's, the whites, the purple ones, whatever the hell flavor you be of the month. He's there. I'm here for all of y'all folks. To give you a job, that you give the ability to work. What a novel idea.
Yeah. But
and the Democrats are always all the racist. Oh, yeah, racist. And see, that's the part that just pisses me off. They use that word racist. It means what? Identity politics. You don't agree with my particular identity politics. So you're a racist. Let's call it. Right. Let's understand what it is. It's identity politics. You don't agree with my particular views. I don't give a hell what your views are. We have a constitution, We are a Christian dang nation. Whether you're a Christian or not, that's your choice. And we have a culture. And if you don't want to join that culture, you have no business being here. That's a fact.
Oh, it is. It is. But the thing is, I got to tell you, I believe myself, this is my thought here. I believe that within the next 10 years, there won't be any Democratic Party left.
I'm hoping.
I'm not, because what happened is...
On infanticide, where the child is born, you survive abortion, and the Democrats voted, you can still execute... This is a fully born child sitting in the damn frickin' sitting there out of the mother's womb, and you don't. It doesn't have any rights or survival. You can still just let it die or execute it. The Democrats voted. Trump was trying to stop that. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I know.
Who in his right mind, a child is actually born, and they still want to kill it? What the hell?
Well, all
these
people
are pure evil.
Yes, they are. But the thing you have to understand, right, all these people who are for abortion, aren't they lucky that their mother decided that they weren't going to abort them?
I know. It's I'm
isn't that ironic?
It is. You know,
how
it's too
ironic
bad
is that,
some of them weren't aborted, because the world would be a better off place. A terrible thing to say. But I'm telling you what, some of these people are so evil, they have no business here.
You and I could probably name a couple hundred right off the top of my head who should have been aborted.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to listen to the rest of your show, but I just wanted to tell you about the virus, where it came from, who started it, and how we got over to Wuhan. And,
I'm not a bit concerned about it. I am 78. I just turned 78 on the 5th of March, and I have no concern. The flu kills more damn people than that. Now, what are the percentages
of course it does.
People, that's what, I don't remember, what, 10,000, 12,000 people have died of the flu in the last year? Or influenza? And I, under no frickin' circumstances, have taken a flu shot, because I don't trust them bastards.
No, you get the flu shot. They give it to you. My sister-in-law, every year she was going to get the flu shot. Not to get the flu, every year she got the flu. Finally, I told my brother, why don't you tell your wife, smarten up, for Christ's sakes, you know?
You know,
so she don't take the flu shot anymore.
We have to.
All right, I'll let you go, Ralph. You have a great rest of the night there. Take care, huh?
Okay. Well, the problem is, which I'm going to get to something here, is really important, coming up here, of what Pocahontas did. And it is at a core of one of the most ridiculous, craziest things that's going on in our country. But I want to lay a little groundwork before I get there. But it's up before the Supreme Court of the United States right now. And we're going to see what they do. I would guess on a 5-4 decision, but I don't know yet. Anyway, we have to understand, in this world, they use the word person, not in personam. That's your proper who you are. Person. And under the definition of person, it is a status or a condition. And under the definition of person, like in 7701 in Internal Revenue Code, which is actually Title 26, Title 26 it's never been adopted as being positive law, so it really doesn't exist. And the judges know that, and they just go weak wink like everything else. We have a definition of person. And when you understand it, it makes so much sense. The term person shall be construed to mean or include an individual. Who is an individual? That's a status. Not of the individual that you would like to think of in the dictionary. This is a definition because, you see, everything that the lawyers do, they use definitions. They redefine a term, which is include a word or a phrase. And it has a new exclusive meaning. Just like I've said before, dog means cat or dog means tree. It can, you can't make up how crazy some of this stuff is. But when they say the term, and they put it in quotation marks, so there's no doubt, means, when they say that, it has an exclusive new meaning used in that particular stat, paragraph, or that statute, or all over. It's very confusing. And you have to start, if you don't read the definitions, you can't read what's going on. So they start off with the definition of the term includes individual, a trust, a state, partnership, association, company, or corporation. So an individual is in the same category as an individual. Well, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? Because the corporation is a fiction in law. It's made up. It's established by the legislature or by Congress, and it's given certain things that it can and cannot do. It has standing in civil law. Do you know what it does not have? It has no political rights. A corporation can't vote. Can an individual vote? That would be a good question. I mean, let's just follow the logic here. See, this is what I love to do. I love the logic of this. When you start to understand, you start putting this together, and I've got to get this all in one line. I got so much information bubbling over with it. But if a corporation doesn't have political rights, but it's under the definition of person that's in the Internal Revenue Code, well, who's the individual? Well, you go to 5 USC 552A, A2. It is a, quote, individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. An alien. Wait a minute here. How could I have the same status as an alien in our constitutional republic for taxes and a citizen of the United States? Because then you take that step one step farther. Does a citizen of the United States have political rights? Reckon no. It has no political rights. None. Can I prove it? Absolutely. 15th Amendment said a citizen of the United States has the right to vote. What does that mean? Also, the Supreme Court also said it. Guess what it doesn't have? It has no right of the elective franchise or the right of suffrage. That means, and the same thing in 185 American Law Review on the Federal National Voter Registration Act, it says, oh, guess what? You are protected by the process when you show up at the building or the location, that there's no discrimination, no matter whatever it is. But who is entitled to vote has got nothing to do with the 15th Amendment, not a damn thing to do with the National Voter Registration Act, not a darn thing to do with the citizen of the United States. Does that make sense? See, Congress passed the 14th Amendment. And it was supposed to stop all of the discrimination against the Negroes. Which is a good thing. Of course. Nobody wants to be discriminated. I don't give a color what you're... Even the damn Mormons, which I loathe. We still have to treat them equally in our country. Why didn't they, Congress... This was all set up. Once you see the overview, they used the Negroes as an excuse to overthrow our republic. But they had to change our status. Prior to that, you had to be a citizen of one of the several states, domiciled in one of the several states. You had the right of suffrage, the right of the elective franchise. You voted for the President of the United States. Then in 1866, 14 Stat 27, It's found today. It's easily on your, if you got a computer, just type in 42 USC 1981 and 1982. 42 USC 1981, 1982. You can have the same rights as a white citizen. Now, that sounds a little bit discriminatory to me, but I don't know. I'm just an old farm boy. Same rights as a white citizen. And you can hold property. Same rights as white citizens. That was for the Negroes. They put it into the 14th Amendment, memorialized it. And then, of course, Congress had an epiphany after they get the con going in 1870. Oh, by the way, you know, all you black folk could be the same as all you white folk. No, you all the same, because we could all be naturalized. Why in the hell didn't you do that in 1866? Why'd you wait to 1870? What do you think? Very few people know about the law of 1870, or the African descent can be naturalized, the same as a white can be naturalized. No difference. All equal. We're not going to talk about that. That's a big secret. Do you hear any of the Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all these racist mouthpieces talking about this stuff? No, you will never hear them talk about that. I can't. It's a con. So we have the definition of person in the Internal Revenue Code as an individual, which is a citizen of the United States, or an alien lawfully admitted, has civil rights. Has no. That's what you always hear talk about, civil rights. You ever hear about political rights? Wonder why that is. Got a great Supreme Court case talking about why the 14th was so misunderstood, because there's no freaking damn political rights. Can we prove some of that today? Oh, hell yes. In Westlaw, I did a word search. You see, I go look for what these lying pieces of garbage lawyers do out of the Department of Defense and other places. In Westlaw. Had to pay extra so you can search into the case law, or in the cases. Guess what I found? Quote, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. End quote. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, wait a minute. There's Supreme Court cases says we, the people, are sovereign. We give a limited delegation in a constitutional republic, some to the several states, because it is a sovereign country. It has its own laws, its own constitution, and there is also a limited delegation to the United States under the Constitution of the United States for the laws of the United States. We don't do that no more. So who is United States of America sovereign body politic? Well, you can logic it out, because I just read the people of the several states put in the House of Representatives. They don't do that no more, because everybody signs up to be a citizen of the United States before you get through. A citizen of the United States, the courts have held, you have no protections to enter an article to a constitutional court. Supreme Court's rule so says so. Those people in D.C. are screwed. And we're screwed under the Buck Act of 1940, because we're deemed to be in a federal area. Isn't that special? A citizen of the United States has no protections of taxation without representation. They love to use that phrase. But it doesn't have any application if you take on the status of a citizen of the United States. They don't have that protections. Do you have any inalienable rights under the Declaration of Independence? Nope. Let's see. So we have no right to a constitutional court. We got no protection for taxation without representation. And the TAIT case says, oh, by the way, you are accepting a benefit from Congress. So therefore, we can come and get your stuff, property, wherever you are, even if this guy was in Mexico. They print this stuff. They don't hide it. So who is United States of America as a sovereign body politic? Well, if there is a citizen of the United States in all of the, quote, several states, which under now is defined as, under the National Voter Registration Act, state means a state of the United States. That means you're a municipal entity. And the District of Columbia is also the definition of state. That's codified today in Title 52. And only citizens of the United States can vote. But they don't have any elective franchise, no right of suffrage. But if you accept that status, it's just like you can be a, there's different statuses of a tenant, landlord. That's a status difference. You take on, you can be a landlord or you can be a tenant, and you have different responsibilities and obligations of that status. Under a citizen of the United States, you are accepting what's called, when the United States creates rights against itself, a benefit of that status. You're under whatever Congress does. And they can withhold any remedy, all remedies. They can make courts. You can't even go to court. That's why in the administrative stuff you say, well, you can't even go to court with this. Wait a minute, what the hell happened? If I got a problem, why I can't go to a court? Well, you accepted the benefits. Shut the hell up. And that's a fact. Now, getting back to what I was reading, then I'm going to get into what good old Senator Warren did. It's going to be really interesting to see how the Supreme Court handles that. It says here, this is in the Wise Concise Trustees Handbook. By the way, all of this stuff is available. If you send me an email about what I talked about, I'll send it to you. Or if you are a member of the IRS list, I call it IRS, it's everything, $250 postal money order or Walmart preferably, or if you can't afford it, you just send an email to IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com and tell me why you can't afford it, and I will still add you. And if you would like to have all of my research, I will include a hard drive for $150, a 1 terabyte. I'll give you all my research. And you can look it up yourself. It's under statutes and all that. I've got it by sites, which is A through Z by subject. I've got modules A through Z. And I have court cases under A through Z. All of my stuff, about 500 gigabytes. I've got the English common law, which you've never seen, probably. It's under the Tompkins. It was Giles Jacobs, 1791, adopted in 1810. I've got the different, all these different dictionaries of Blacks and Bouvier's and Anderson's and all these type of dictionaries. I have got books that are only a few in existence of the 1948 overthrow of our government with the Title 18, that stuff. Got the complete books that I have got copied, OCR'd, and highlighted. And I usually have highlighted and non-highlighted. It's amazing stuff I've got. I bought over $100,000 worth of books. I still got a bunch of them to copy. Some of them I don't want to tear apart. I got the original 1819 Virginia. The 13th Amendment was adopted in Virginia. I got $1,000 for 2 volumes. I got a copy of that, but I don't want to tear that apart. Back in a minute.
Tired of of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, we're back here. And, hey, let me read the rest of this. I got stopped here. Let me read a statutory entity is inherently accountable to the courts. And a statutory entity is who? Corporations, LLCs, citizens of the United States. That's a statutory authority. 14 stat 27, 1866, still in the code. Still there. Accountability of courts of civil legislative jurisdiction deriving subject matter jurisdiction from the corporate charter, the statute. That's where the subject matter jurisdiction comes from. Over which the legislative holds in rem jurisdiction. What's that? What's in rem? The thing, the property. They hold the property. Citizens of the United States don't own property. You just think you do. I can prove it in automobiles quite easily. Every new automobile, the right title and interest is given to a power, it's called attorney in fact, and I have the documents. It's signed away before you ever drive the new car off the lot. And there is a thing called a manufacturer statement of origin that is hand carried over to DMV, like in Alaska. And then they issue you a certificate of title and they say, oh, there may be other security interests not shown. No kidding, but I paid cash. Why would there be security interest? Oh, that's right. You didn't tell me about the manufacturer's statement of origin. And I was so darn stupid I didn't read that attorney in fact single page that's notarized where I signed away all right title and interest. Why would I do that? I don't know. I did it many times. Never read all that stuff. Anyway, in rem jurisdiction as well as by way of possession of the charter documents themselves. So he who creates the thing has control over what this thing can and cannot do. The thing that is established can never, ever have political rights. They are inherent. Inherent. It's called the law of the land, due process of law. That is called your birthright. These Mexican folks and illegals, or whatever the hell flavor they are that come across the border, are not. They have no birthright. They are joining in the land of the Matrix, a citizen of the United States. A parallel government. It's the illusion of what's going on. And it's amazing. Some of this stuff is changing. I saw the W-4s of changing, where you now fill out 1A, 1B, and you write in exempt under, I think it's 4C or 4D. You have to write it in, and you sign the damn thing and put your Social Security number on it. Totally different. And I saw something else, because I was downloading, which I'm going to get to this hour. Supreme Court cases no longer go to the American Bar homepage. Isn't that nice? The Supreme Court actually has them on their own homepage. That's where you would think it would be, where it's supposed to be. So there are things going on behind the scenes. Because if people really understood, there's no republic. Our whole system would come apart at the seams. Trump is changing it. And a lot of it is not out in the open. I think what you're going to see after he gets reelected, you're going to see the Federal Reserve go away. That's why he's not concerned about the debt, running that money. Because about half of it will go away as soon as they start printing U.S. notes. Just print them to your Federal Reserve and say, y'all have a nice life. We don't need you no more. The Federal Reserve is an independent establishment. Back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.